The Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher. Someone is murdering Victorian gentlemen by tearing off their trousers in public places. Can the police catch this villain before he strikes next? And who will the next victim be? Scene 2. Inspector Forrest's office. Constable Vale enters.
Inspector Forrest.
Yes, Constable Vale, what is it?
I've got some news.
Well?
It's unbelievable. You'll never guess.
Well, let's hear it.
It's truly incredible.
Don't play games with me, Constable Vale. I've been in the force 20 years. In fact, you may have heard rumours concerning Chief Superintendent Williams' replacement when he retires.
That's it. That's the news. It's all round the office.
Really? What is?
They're passing you over for promotion again.
What? I can't believe it.
Neither can I. And you an inspector for 15 years. Inspector Forrest.
Don't you knock before you come in, Sergeant Hamilton?
Oh, dear.
I suppose you've heard the news too?
I'm afraid so, Inspector Forrest. It knocks my news into a cocked hat. I came to tell you that we found a witness for that trouserless murder.
A witness, Constable Vale?
Yes, Inspector.
Find Constable Talbot and start working on a false confession for this witness. We may need it later on.
Oh, dear.
Nottingham Forest? Yes, sir. Well, I can see you first thing this afternoon. Right. Right you are. Goodbye. That was Windbag Williams. I have to go and see him now. Sergeant Hamilton, try to look like you're working on this case. Beat up a poor person or something. Only this time, actually do beat them up. You can't expect to be taken seriously these days if you only pretend. This is a professional organisation, you know.
Oh, dear.
Victorian police methods, while seeming cruel and inhuman, were, in fact, years ahead of their time. Inspector Forrest was an early pioneer of psychiatric suspect profiling, which he outlined in the seminal work entitled If the Cat Fits, Charge Him.